Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Keep Talking with Sarah podcast. This episode was actually recorded over a month ago, but I have had the most hectic July. If you're listening to this in current time, it's now August, and this was recorded at the end of June and supposed to come out in July, but here we are in August, and it's coming out now. This episode has also been long overdue. I know that I have done episodes speaking on mental health a little bit, but this episode is completely dedicated to that. And I do want to preface just by saying that both myself and the guest for this episode are by no means skilled with psychology or anything along those lines. We're not giving any sort of professional opinion on anything, and you know, this is just from us speaking out of our own experiences, but we do really hope that it's something that'll help you a lot as you listen to us share kind of our experiences and then also give some tips and advice from what has helped us that might be beneficial to someone listening. If the subjects of anxiety or depression, seasonal depression, anything along those lines are a sensitive topic for you, then this might not be the episode for you. But if you do want to hear more about that, then we'll get right into that after the sponsor for this episode. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm good to go. My allergies killing me. So if I sound a little congested, I apologize.
Oh, you're fine. I think Zoom kind of makes everybody sound like that a little bit anyway, so
yeah,
you're fine. Okay, well, we're here with a new guest for the very first time ever, even though we've tried to do it for quite a while. So Tyler, I'm gonna let you introduce yourself real quick.
Yeah, what's up everyone, I'm Tyler. Has been a long time coming. I think this might be third or fourth time we try this, but we'll say third time. Third time's a charm. I think it's more than that, though. But yeah. I'm Tyler. I'm originally from North Carolina, back in North Carolina now. So love it out here. Not crazy about North Carolina summers, but yeah, I'm here with my wife, my puppy, who you might hear in the background, 1-year-old poodle. So I apologize if any barking. I'm a yield manager working in ad tech, which that could probably be a whole nother conversation what I do, but yeah. It's fun. It's a really fun environment to work in, so I enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the main thing that you and I have wanted to do this on for the longest time is kind of focusing on mental health, but more specifically like anxiety, and then also I guess we could touch on depression some too, and we're obviously by no means doctors of any sort. This is just our personal experiences with it, you know, and what we've learned. So I want to just start off, I guess, with asking you what you've kind of been learning recently about things that you either are currently struggling with or have been, I guess, since the beginning of 2021.
Oh, coming in high.
Yeah.
And I will preface this by saying, I mean, this has been something we've talked about for years, mm-hmm. You know, about mental health awareness and things like that. And it's something that I've written about in the past. And I know, Sarah, you've done a lot, you know, on your podcast and mm-hmm. your blog, you know, talking about those types of things. So it is really cool to come in this space and be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
Gosh, for 2021, I mean, it's been hard. It's been a hard year. I know that 2020 was a hard year on a lot of people, you know, right. A heck of a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been a lot of hope this year, you know, with things restarting. But I think with that, it also has brought a greater awareness for, you know, maybe the way that we were living prior to the pandemic. And, you know, things, traps that I don't want to fall back into, you know, and a big one that I'm seeing online a lot is like the nonstop lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. That we tend to live, especially as Americans, like kind of glorifying the hustle.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, you know, there's good in that, right? Like working hard, you know, getting stuff done. But I also think that can be to the detriment of mental health, you know, if you're working nonstop. So I think that's been a big one for me is striving for a greater balance. You know, staying busy, but then also not busy to the extent where I'm being busy to ignore something that's going on, right? Mm-hmm. To ignore my mental health. that's been a tough one, though, you know, trying to balance those things, you know, to get back into the quote unquote normal life, but then also protect my mental state.
Yeah. And that's something that I actually had talked to somebody earlier today about, is just how much everybody seems to need to relax and just really have good rest time lately, which is weird because we basically did just have a year where it seems like we should have been able to do that. And now as soon as it's not like that, it's like, okay, we've got to do all these things immediately. And yeah, it's fun, but you're still not getting the time to relax. So it's just getting everybody worn out, it seems like. And it's like we've just forgotten how much we needed that because we just had so much of it. And really, I feel like there's been a lot of people lately too that just being back around a lot of people is just too much. Like you want to do things with your friends and stuff, and especially now that things are opening back up, but actually having to be around a lot of people isn't really as fun as everybody remembers. And I know even for me, it's like, okay, I'm ready to go home now. I can take a few days to myself.
Yeah, really. I was talking to my mom about this, actually. You know, I was like, we're both extroverts. You know, I'm a big extrovert. And I love being around people. And I was like, I'm kind of exhausted. Like having a day, it was my brother's graduation. We were with family and friends, and it was great. You know, it was the first time that we've done something like that in a while. But it's like, I'm exhausted, you know, after just a few hours of being out. We talked about it before, too, like feeling social anxiety, you know, feeling things that I maybe not necessarily have felt before. And, you know, that's something we talk about with anxiety a lot too, is it comes in different forms. It's ever changing, and you really have to be in tune for those types of things. And I think that this is going to be, I think what 2021 has in store, right? You know, getting back in groups of people, kind of facing some unknowns too, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah. And that's a good point about it coming in different forms, because I don't think a lot of people know that, especially people that really may not have had much anxiety that they struggled with until this past year. And then they were trying to figure out what it was, and they just know this blank statement of anxiety. And that's something I kind of became even more aware of, how many types there are. I don't know if you saw the videos that Kendall Jenner did with Vogue, where she sat down and talked about her anxiety. It was pretty interesting. But one of the things that one of the, I guess, psychiatrists, counselors, whatever they were, they mentioned, you know, like situational anxiety and different things like that. And some of that I'd never even knew that there was a term for, but listening to it, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I do have that a little bit sometimes, you know, because it does feel like sometimes it just comes completely out of nowhere and there's no reason for it. And I think most of the time, even though I feel like that initially, which then kind of makes you feel more helpless, I have realized that usually there still is something that does cause it, at least for me.
Absolutely. You know, there was one for me, and it sounds crazy, but I had had a panic attack in the line at a grocery store. Like this was a few years back. It's an awkward place because you're between two people. So you're waiting, you know, to check out your items. You're kind of just standing there awkwardly. You've got someone behind you, someone in front of you. And I panicked and ended up taking my food back. I remember I had like a pack of bacon and it was like in the back of the store. So I'm like shaking, taking that back to the back of the store and then just like dashing out the store. And just like sat in my car, you know, in the midst of a panic attack. And for the longest time, I would start to get anxious, like being at the grocery store again, you know, even if it was a totally different store. And it took me a little while to put the two and two together. You know, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I feel kind of weird, you know, like, why am I off, you know, shopping for groceries, right? And it was that trigger of, you know, the time I was in line at the grocery store and had a panic attack, and kind of my subconscious was on high alert again, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just little things like that, that I don't think we realize, like we're looking for those big things, right? Like big triggers that, and sometimes it's even just the smallest thing that can, you know, it can kick you back to either, you know, a previous experience with anxiety, or maybe it's something that's stressing you out, but you don't quite realize it, you know? I know it seems like that's a common theme in the workplace too. Like maybe you're stressing about something at work subconsciously, right? And you're kind of carrying that with you, but you don't realize it. Often you don't realize it until it's too late, you know? It's the unfortunate thing.
Yeah. And it does go hand in hand with stress a lot of times too. So definitely when it's work related stuff, usually somebody might be experiencing that and not even really realize that's what it is, but right. It's more than just like extreme stress that they're feeling.
Yeah.
Well, so what is kind of your definition, if you were to just from your experiences define what you say anxiety is? Not necessarily the feeling of it, but I mean, just kind of overall, like what, when you're having it, like what you think it is.
You know, I've often described it as like an unwelcome visitor. You know, it tends that like anxiety tends to come at the most inconvenient times, you know, and it doesn't really discriminate either. Like it shows up when it wants to. You know, you can be happy as can be with friends, you know, out enjoying life, and it can sneak up on you. You know, we've talked about that many times before. It's just like, and that's the hardest thing, because you're like surrounded by people, you know, in a place that you should be happy, having fun. And all of a sudden it's like, I don't feel good. Right.
Right.
And that feeling can come in a lot of different ways too, you know. Oh, there's a dog. let me mute for just a second. I think there's this little, there's a puppy that she sees out the window, and it's like every day this time of the day, this lady takes it for a walk. She goes crazy. Yeah. But I think that, you know, big thing about like describe is you can't really nail it down, you know, to like you said with Kendall Jenner too. I think a lot of people tend to see anxiety as maybe like a couple of the symptoms, right? Like we think of nervousness, you know, the traditional anxiety, and I think too that like we live in a culture now where it's becoming increasingly okay to talk about those things. Like I think we're doing a really great job breaking down those stigmas. But a thing that I worry about too is that often we throw around that word anxious, you know, I'm anxious, right?
Right.
And I think that being anxious about something and like clinical anxiety can be two different things, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important to remember too, as we're trying to describe what it is, as it does come in a lot of different forms.
Yeah. And I mean, it also too is hard to tell, because not everybody is going to someone to diagnose them as how bad it is. So, I mean, it's basically just as bad as it is in your head, really, which kind of makes it worse sometimes. But I know one thing, especially that does seem to be common, is, you know, like the racing thoughts that we've talked about before. And just something that you've said that has just kind of stuck with me is that it's basically like you're telling yourself things that are not true, that seem true. And for me, when I'm getting those racing thoughts, it's hard to pull myself out of that. So I guess kind of before I give my own tips on it, what is some things that you do that kind of help you get away from that?
I'm getting hot. so much. You know, I think the big one that I've always, and you said it really well, is that when we're, you know, in a space like this and can talk about it, it's easy to like say, all right, here's the plans, like step by step, how to get out of it. And then when you're in the situation at all, you know, is thrown out. But I think a big one for me is being present in the moment, you know, because you're not going to outrace your racing thoughts. If that makes sense, like you're not going to be able to outrun the thoughts in your head, but you can be present at that moment and recognize what's happening. Right. So I can be present and say, you know what, I am having a panic attack right now, or I am, you know, feeling anxiety right now. And that's okay. You know, like that's, if I bump my knee into the table, right, and my knee hurts, it's going to hurt, you know, in the same way, mental illness works in the same way, you know, often it hurts. And being present in that moment is recognizing what's happening certainly can go a long way. And then I also think, you know, depending on the situation, letting other people know, you know, sometimes you maybe don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe you should. Right. And so it's very dependent on the situation, but I think it has gone a long way, you know, letting friends and family know that I'm struggling. And often I can just have a little, I don't even have to go into details, right? Like I could say, hey, you know, I'm feeling depressed, or I'm feeling anxious right now. And it's enough said. Like they understand. And it takes a lot of the pressure off, because we talk about, especially with social situations, you know, the last thing you want to do is be out with a lot of people and feeling anxiety. And so I think that like even having a code word, right, with a friend and then being able to say, you know, I got you, you know, I'm here for you, whatever you need can go a long way too. So yeah, being present, letting people, other people in, breathing techniques, you know, like calming your breath. You know, one that I learned a long time ago is kind of, you know, clenching your fist and like just holding in that tension and then releasing it and taking, you know, a deep breath when you release it. You know, it sounds kind of corny, kind of cheesy, you know, when you're just talking about it, but it can go a long way to kind of just slow your breathing. And I'm not as good with that, but you know, I've often heard meditation and things like that can go a long way too, but yeah, always learning.
And then I know one for me too, with just thinking in mind that, okay, a lot of what I'm thinking is probably not true, is just for people that journal, or even in your phone, just writing down what it is that you're thinking and then kind of going line by line with that to tell yourself then what actually is true. And then if you just kind of got it out of thin air, then it's like, okay, that, why am I even thinking this? Then at least that's the quickest way for me to kind of go through it. But with you mentioning about talking to people about it, what would you say as far as people that are the family and friends that you're reaching out to, or, you know, when a friend has reached out to you about it, when, you know, if you're struggling with something, what your response should be if it's kind of too much for you when somebody's coming to you with the fact that they're anxious or depressed?
Oh yeah. That's a really tricky one. Because I think that thought can fuel a lot of our anxiety too. I've noticed that a lot recently, especially over the past year. I'm sure you can relate too, is this thought, okay, everybody's got a lot going on, you know, we're all in the midst of a pandemic. You know, I don't want to talk to a friend and say, hey, I'm struggling right now, because I know they're struggling too, you know, and then you get into the cycle of nobody reaching out to anyone else. But I think there is some truth to that too, is that you have to protect your own well-being. I mean, it's the whole airplane analogy, right? You have to put on your oxygen mask before you can take care of someone else. And so I think, I mean, that's a really hard one. That's a really hard one. I think that even just being there to listen, right? And being honest with people, right? So if someone comes to me and they have a lot, and I already have a lot on my plate, is to say, hey, I'm here to listen to you, but also being honest, you know, it's a lot. But I think that honesty goes a long way to say, I'm here for you. I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm struggling myself. I mean, we've had conversations like that, Sarah, you know, it's just like, you know, we're going to get through this, but, I think above everything is protecting your mental well-being, but then also being open and honest, because you don't want to send the wrong message to someone else, right? Like, hey, I'm going to leave them on read because
right.
I'm struggling now. I think just honesty goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also when it comes to actually sharing stuff with friends, it's also important to kind of test the waters, I guess. If you haven't talked to certain friends about it before, because there are some that just really, they either just can't handle it because they have their own issues with it, or they don't experience it at all. And I guess that's nice for them.
But yeah, must be nice. Know,
they just don't understand really what it even is or how they can help as much as they might want to. And so then at that point, you're not only having to tell them what the problem is, but then you're having to tell them how you want them to react. And then at that point, it's just even more exhausting to let it out. So it's also just really important to kind of know who it is that you can let certain things out on. And also, like you said, just kind of, you know, some of it just being a few words sometimes, rather than like dishing out the whole entire problem on somebody, because at the end of the day, none of them are counselors or psychiatrists usually.
Yeah. And I think too, something that I've learned over the past few years, especially, is the importance of community. Like, not just like we think of community, maybe like in the sense of interest, like I like this band, you like this band, or I like this sports team, you like this sports team. But I think also united in struggles, is something that's really important. And I think anxiety, you know, mental illness is one of those big ones, is having people in your life. You know, the internet can be a great resource for that, is that have a common struggle, right? Like anxiety is going to impact all of us differently, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, completely understand what you're going through, right? But I think that, like you said, people that maybe don't deal with that are going to be going to have a greater disconnect than maybe someone else that also struggles with anxiety, also struggles with depression. And so I think that that too can be very important, is even if they're not a super close friend, just having someone that you can talk to, you know, community groups, you know, that are online that you can just go say, today was a hard day. And knowing that there's people that are walking that same battle, right?
Yeah.
I think that that's gone a long way for me. And sometimes I think for people, it can be a little bit easier too. It can be intimidating to go to friends, you know, no matter how close you are, if you feel like they don't understand, you know, that can be just a weird dynamic as well. And I think that that too, yeah, it's hard. And sometimes it's a little bit easier to go to someone either anonymously or, you know, someone that maybe you don't have that pre-existing relationship with.
Yeah.
Can go a long way too.
Yeah, that's a really good point about that, especially because there are just tons of resources now, which thank goodness for that, because it has not always been that way for sure. Well, one thing too, so are you still doing any of your own blog posts? Because you have a lot of good writings on just different things on mental health, you know, not just anxiety, but also like seasonal depression and things too.
Yeah, which has been, I don't know if I... we talked about it too. I have terrible like summer seasonal depression, which has really been kicking my butt lately. So it is a fitting time to do this show. It's been, a hard couple weeks with that kicking out. But yeah, I honestly, I haven't been writing as much as I like to. That, you know, I have a weird relationship with writing. It's very freeing to do it, you know, once I sit down and do it. And I think that any type of creative process like that. I mean, you and I were just talking about that, you know, taking pictures for Instagram, right? And it's something I love doing once I actually like go do it and I get out of my head, right? Like thinking about what are people going to think about this shot? You know, how many likes would I get with this shot and just going out and doing it? And I've kind of had a similar battle with writing. It's just write for me, you know, write about the things that are impacting me. Don't, you know, care about other people or, you know, how this comes across, just, you know, write for my own well-being. And I honestly haven't been haven't had the discipline to do that lately. I need to get back into it.
Well, but I do want to link that so people can go back and read ones that you've already done. I do want to at least touch on the topic of seasonal depression, because I personally don't have it as much. I know, you know, we've talked about it when probably fall and winter comes around. Yeah, that's when it will flare up some for me. But I don't think people realize that it is more than just fall and winter.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I mean, I won't pretend to be a therapist or a psychologist or anything like that. But I was actually just recently reading an article. I think it was New York Times. It was talking about it. You know, seasonal depression in the summer. And for the longest time, we always feel down in the summer, like the same type of way that, you know, people often do in the winter. And I have experienced it a bit in the winter. I mean, the winter, it just gets hard, you know, lack of sunlight and all of that. But it's really disorienting, because it's like, it's bright out. I mean, you know, it's 8:15 now and it's still sunny out, you know, I should be happy. A lot of vitamin D and everything. Right. But no, it absolutely is a real thing. And I've kind of been diving deeper into that over the last few years, just like tactics that I can use to combat it. Because I really feel like it's something that a lot of people aren't aware it exists. And even at that, don't quite know, you know, ways to combat it. And so, you know, a few triggers that I think play into it, you know, one, this thought that of what summer is meant to be, right? Like constantly out of the beach, constantly living like you, Sarah, you know, I'm joking, but you know, like in your head, and then you're at home feeling down. Right. And so it just adds fuel to the fire in a sense. Right. Yeah. You know, 'cause in winter we're all miserable, right. It's cold and wet. You can go on, you know, Instagram, and you're not going to be seeing people at the beach. Right. But, so that, you know, that's a big one. And then just like the impact of heat and humidity. I mean, it's really humid out here. You know, no one likes to be out in that.
Yeah.
The AC just went out of my car.
Like, oh gosh.
it's not fun. And you know, I've been reading some studies about the impact that it has on your body. You know, when you're in really hot, muggy conditions like that, it does tend to wear you down. Right. So it's an interesting thing, but it's very real. And as I've studied it more, I've talked with more people that have been like, yeah, that sounds like actually what I go through in the summer too. Which again goes back to kind of finding unity in that and not feeling like, well, I'm the weird guy who doesn't like summer, right? That other people are struggling as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are pretty much at our 30-ish minute mark, but is there anything else in particular that you want to add just on the topic of mental health at all?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think just having dialogues like this, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a big proponent. And I have a blog post about that. I think somewhere is, I talk about, coffee connects, right? Just sitting down with someone over a cup of coffee, and talking about life, talking about, what you're going through, kind of having that space to unite people. Right. And I think that is just super, super important. Whether it's friend, family, someone online, just talk these things out and also hear about other experiences. I'm able to learn a lot from other people that have, struggled with anxiety. I've learned a lot from you, Sarah. And so, I just encourage people, obviously you have to get over that initial hurdle, right. I think one, realizing what you're going through, but then also, getting over that hurdle to talk to other people about it. But I just would encourage, and above everything else, therapy, like mm-hmm. I was just saying the other day, I think everyone should be, everyone should be in therapy, especially after the past year we had. So, we just really need to do more to break down those stigmas. And then also make it affordable for folks, it can be really expensive even with insurance. So, reach out mm-hmm. in whatever capacity. And if you see people around you struggling, extend an arm to help them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that everybody is actually really going to enjoy this, because I feel like even just having this conversation, we're in our own little like safe house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So absolutely. Hopefully that will just be really relatable for everybody. And then if so, pretty sure then we have to do another episode. So
we do.
All right. Well, then I will wrap it up and then I'll catch you later.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate it, Sarah. Maybe next time we can talk about sneakers or something. Lighten the mood a little bit. We came in heavy tonight. So maybe we could lighten up.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Keep Talking with Sarah podcast. I hope that you really enjoyed the conversation with Tyler and I, because we really wanted to be transparent about a topic that is very important to both of us. And I hope that it does benefit you in some way to hear that there are others dealing with the same things that you're dealing with, and hopefully some of the things that help us will also be things that can help you if you never thought about that before. And one thing I want to add is that with all of this, there is the verse Jeremiah 29:11, and that's that God knows the plans he has for us. So when you feel these anxious thoughts coming on, one thing to really just focus yourself in on the present is just to think about that, these plans are already in place for you. There is a purpose to your life and you have a calling, and there's no reason to be worried or scared about the future, because everything is going to work out for your good. So with that being said, you can always follow along on Spotify and subscribe there so that you can see when new episodes come out, along with Apple Podcasts. And if you'll follow along there, you can also leave a review. Hopefully that'll be 5 stars if you leave a rating. And you can also listen, of course, on any other platform if you want to catch up on older episodes. And with that, I will catch you in the next episode.